Charles Freck, becoming progressively more and more depressed by what was happening to everyone he knew, decided finally to off himself. There was no problem in the circles where he hung out in putting an end to yourself. You just bought into a large quantity of reds and took them with some cheap wine late at night with the phone off the hook so that no one could interrupt you. The planning part had to do with the artifacts you wanted found on you by later archaeologists, so they'd know from which stratum you came, and also could piece together where your head had been at the time you did it. He spent several days deciding on the artifacts, much longer than he spent deciding to kill himself, and approximately the same time required to get that many reds. He would be found lying on his back, on his bed, with a copy of Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead, which would prove he had been a misunderstood Superman rejected by the masses, and so in a sense murdered by their scorn. And an unfinished letter to Exxon protesting the cancellation of his gas credit card. That way he could indict the system and achieve something by his death over and above what the death itself achieved. Actually, he was not as sure in his mind what the death achieved as what the artifacts achieved, but anyhow, it all added up, and began to make ready like an animal sensing its time had come and acting out its instinctive programming laid down by nature when its inevitable end was near. At the last moment, as end time closed in on him, he changed his mind on a decisive issue and decided to drink the reds down with the connoisseur wine instead of Ripple or Thunderbird, so he set off on one last drive over to Trader Joe's, which specialized in fine wines, and bought a bottle of 1971 Mondavi Cabernet Sauvignon, which set him back almost $30, all he had. Back home again, he uncorked the wine, let it breathe, drank a few glasses of it, spent a few minutes contemplating his favorite page of the illustrated picture book of sex, which showed the girl on top, then placed the baggie of reds beside his bed, lay down with the Ayn Rand book, an unfinished protest letter to Exxon, tried to think of something meaningful but could not, although it kept remembering the girl being on top, and then with a glass of the Cabernet Sauvignon dumped down all the reds at once. After that, the deed being done, he lay back the Ayn Rand book and letter on his chest and waited. However, he had been burned. The capsules were not barbiturates as represented. They were some kind of kinky psychedelics, of a type he had never dropped before, probably a mixture new on the market. Instead of quietly suffocating, Charles Freck began to hallucinate. Well, he thought philosophically, this is the story of my life, always ripped off. He had to face the fact, considering how many of the capsules he swallowed, he was in for some trip. Next thing he knew, a creature from between dimensions was standing beside his bed, looking down at him disapprovingly. The creature had many eyes all over it, ultra-modern expensive-looking clothing, and rose of 8 feet high. Also, it carried an enormous scroll. "You're going to read me my sins," Charles Freck said. The creature nodded and unsealed the scroll. Freck said, lying helpless on his bed, "It's going to take 100,000 hours. Fixing its many compound eyes on him, the creature from between dimensions said, "We are no longer in the mundane universe. Lower plane categories of material existence such as space and time no longer apply to you. You have been elevated to the transcendental realm. Your sins will be read to you ceaselessly in shifts throughout eternity. The list will never end." "Know your dealer," Charles Freck thought, and wished he could take back the last half hour of his life. 1,000 years later, he was still lying there on his bed with the Ayn Rand book and letter to Exxon on his chest, listening to them read his sins to him. They had gotten up to the first grade when he was 6 years old. 10,000 years later, they had reached the sixth grade, the year he had discovered masturbation. He shut his eyes, but he could still see the multi-eyed, eight-foot-high being with his endless scroll reading on and on. "And next," it was saying, Charles Freck thought, "at least I got a good wine." Ha ha ha.